as you ease into this time of practice, you can begin by taking a few moments to find a comfortable posture that allows you to enter into a place of deepening relaxation and wakefulness. Your hands can be gently resting on your thighs or cupped with the thumbs touching. Your spine can be elongated, chin slightly tilting forward, just enough to usher in a sense of spaciousness in the back of the neck. Your eyes can be gently closed, allowing all of the muscles in the face to begin to relax. And if it's easier for you to practice lying down, just allow your body to feel supported by the floor or mattress. Your arms can be comfortably extended, the palms facing up. Take a few minutes to feel your body decompressing, beginning to surrender to the support of your chair, your cushions, the floor. Then at your own pace, you can gently bring your awareness to the breath. And just noting where you experience the breath coming and going. It could be in the belly, or the chest, nostrils. As you're connecting with the breath, at your own pace, you can take 3 or 4 deep and slow inhalations, followed by a few moments of gentle breath holding, followed by a yet deeper and slower exhalation. Enjoying the sense of fullness in the belly as you inhale, and the sense of release as you exhale. When you're ready, you can just allow the breath to resume its own natural rhythm, letting it be completely spontaneous and natural. As your body is entering into a state of increased ease, with a sense of being more fully supported, I invite you to slowly call to mind an experience that has stirred some anxiety. Some aspect of what you're currently going through, or something you're aware has caused you anxiety in the past. You can just take some time to note the nature of this experience. It might be connected to a loss you've suffered, or some unforeseen change. Relationship that you've struggled with, or a larger event that has personally impacted you. And as you're calling this experience to mind, you can begin to notice where you feel it in the body. With a sense of gentle curiosity, you can begin to notice the strength of any sensation you become aware of. Noticing if it fluctuates when you bring some awareness to it. Noticing if it moves to another part of the body. Just allow some spacious awareness to meet any sensations you become aware of. It could be experiences of clenching, gripping, a sense of cold or heat. Just notice these sensations without any efforts to change them. As you're allowing for this awareness to emerge, perhaps accessing some feelings of openness and ease, even as you're connecting with this experience of anxiety. At your own pace, check to see if there are any beliefs that are connected to this anxiety, perhaps even created by it. These could be beliefs about who you are, or who you must become in order to stay safe. They could be beliefs about who others are, or the world you are in. could be beliefs that formed out of experiences that have become powerful in their own right, even taking on a life of their own. Beliefs can be powerful, but also well hidden beneath the physical sensations you're more aware of. They might indicate a fear or a form of suffering you have endured in the past. As you're gently considering any beliefs you become aware of, perhaps developed long ago, even before you were verbal, and check to see if there are any feelings that have been awakened. Be feelings of vulnerability, sadness, or anger. There might be feelings of tenderness, sense of being porous, easily impacted by others. Whatever you notice, I invite you to begin to imagine the deepest part of your mind and heart that can help you hold these feelings, beliefs, and sensations with great gentleness. This is your inner holding environment for what you felt directly, the body sensations, the emotions, beliefs. This is your mind of clear seeing, a steady and receptive part of yourself that is always available to help hold and care for any feelings that might surface. Notice what it's like just to allow for this awareness to enter into your experience. Even to bear witness actively with some feeling of appreciation for yourself and your experience. Perhaps even generating some compassion and respect for what you have lived through and wish to more fully understand. As you're experimenting with these feelings of deepening compassion and appreciation, just take a moment to call to mind an experience, real or imagined, that helps you feel a visceral sense of ease and decompression. It could be a walk in nature, or a conversation with a caring friend. It sitting in a peaceful space, listening to soothing music. Whatever the image, just notice how your body responds as it connects with increased and subtle feelings of safety and ease. So you gently bring your awareness to the breath. Taking a few full and deep inhalations and exhalations. And affirming your capacity to revisit what you've become aware of whenever it would be helpful to you. Lastly, as a way of bolstering any insights or moments of clarity you may have experienced, you can take a few moments to dedicate your practice to the people you love and cherish. And to the many people throughout this world you don't know well. And even to those you've had some difficulty with. Just including them in this time of contemplation. Noting with tenderness that, like you, they too wish to be happy and cared for, unburdened from all forms of suffering, and free to live with ease, contentment, and well-being.